Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know what today is?
No, I don't. But the way you say that is like a true crime podcaster and it's giving me the ick.
Do you like the way I'm staring at you?
Yeah, it's...
Now, we're recording this right today, Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday, the 9th of April.
Yeah.
It's National ASMR Day. Do you don't like it? The lip is going. You don't like it?
No.
I fucking...
That's...
No, I don't like this happen around like that. Do you know what? I'm a weirdo. I like looking at other people playing with other people's hair.
People are hating the tapping on a product all of a sudden. People are really like, you know, the way people are like, new blush.
Fucking stupid it is.
Hate it.
No, because we're, do you know what else I noticed as well?
What?
And people are on, like, doing their, you know, their Sunday resets and all that. They all have their...
Oh, I know, half, and it makes me sick, and they're cleaning.
Half of their hand, a visual for those, this is a podcast, listening. My sleeve is halfway up my hand. It's covering my first knuckle, the knuckle closest to me, to my arm.
Yeah.
So the sleeve is up here. And for some reason, it's always a woolly jumper. And people are doing their Sunday resets. And they always have their hand. I don't know why.
Well, they're wiping tables down. And I'm like, so that's now just literally all over your sleeve.
All over your sleeve. You might as well have 75 million kids blowing their nose. And you know the way that you if there's nothing around to wipe.
Violent.
You have to use your sleeve. That's... I'm like, when did that start? They just don't want to show off the veins in their hands.
I don't know. I think it's just to look cozy.
It's fucking weird. It makes me unsettled. I got that, Easter. I start moving the volume up as you went.
I'm just fixing my fringe here.
She has a fringe. She's like the Dulux dog.
I know.
Bless you.
I'm the image.
No, you're not the image. You're beautiful.
But you're beautiful.
Your fringe is what people envisage when they want a fringe. And then they come out looking like, fucking, I'm trying to think of someone. Do you remember Matilda, the first Matilda film?
Yeah.
That little...
TC yoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little yoke.
Or that little micro fringe. With little points, it looks like daggers on the head. Can't.
Yeah.
Can it go up? Not my vibe. How are you? How's everyone? Hi.
How are you? What's the crack? Now, I was looking at days of the year because we always forget if this podcast is dropping. Easter Sunday went missed. April Fool's Day, not a mention. Like, there's loads of days that this podcast comes out and we just never mention it. So we've had to make a checklist.
Of like things that, yeah.
5 years down the road, we've finally made a checklist and like, we need to make sure we have all of these things in the podcast.
Although I do hate April Fools and I'm not like a big fan of Easter lore.
No, same, but everything is content. Something I've noticed with a few of them this week.
Oh, I know.
It's fucking jade.
It's very bad. Yeah. I think the interaction must be low.
Like, just everything.
Yeah.
Everything is content.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm like, no.
What's the crack with Instagram? Like, sorry, TikTok for some reason keeps serving me the same two creators. And every time I hit not interested and I'm like, here we go again. They find another way to present them to me. I'm like, go away. Go away.
Is they not interested for the person or the
bit of both,
genre?
The brand and the content creator.
I don't know.
I'm like, this is so unbelievably unrelatable to me that like, stop serving it to me. I've never bought this shite before.
I keep getting... Remember there was a time there in the last 6 months where Olay... Is it Olay Regenerous or Olay Vitamin C?
Oh.
Every single time I said not interested on that ad. Was that Anne-Marie or one of them? Or Ellie Golding. It's one of them that's on it. And I'm just like, I said not interested to this. And I'm not, this isn't an exaggeration, over 20 times. And it still gets served to me. I'm like, stop.
Stop, you gotta listen to me. This is not good.
Just stop doing it to me. Okay. I don't care.
Something I want to chat about before we dive right in.
Yeah.
Jojo Siwa. Come as a bitch. I should have known better.
Listen. Listen. Jasper the Doll. Yeah?
Same core.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same but different.
Same but different.
Because I was going to go.
I should have been in that episode.
This is fucking Jasper the Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys.
Guys. I don't know. Maybe one of my exes.
Why is she doing the helicopter and every bit of choreography?
I don't know. And I wouldn't mind. She's actually a really talented dancer, so it doesn't really make sense to me. But
it's the fucking ponytail.
It is the ponytail. Right,
look, we're talking very top line stuff. We know she was a child star. She was catapulted into fame. And there's probably a lot of fucking underlying PTSD there.
We are going to do a deep dive into her.
But it's just the current stuff she's serving us is just an awful lot ridiculous.
But I know a lot of listeners have been like, you absolutely have to cover this. We absolutely will be. Mm. But we just need a bit of time to actually get into it because there's a lot there. Yeah. Like, that girl's been knocking around a decade. She's only 20.
Is that all? She's been knocking around. I thought it was earlier.
Maybe it was earlier because I suppose Dance Moms was like when those kids were like 7 to whatever.
Yeah, and like this is the thing because you have Nickelodeon kids, Disney kids, child film stars and TLC kids.
Yeah.
And she's one, her and Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. Like, and it was funny because I was saying it, I was sending these memes to like everyone.
Fucking, did you see the one I sent to you last night? Yeah, Jojo, is that you?
Loved it.
Who would I love in my podcast?
I don't know. Let's spice it up. Say one of my exes. But she's on Call Her Daddy tomorrow.
I wish.
Sorry for anybody listening to this on Sunday. The Call Her Daddy episode would have went out on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to listen to that as well. I want to get all my bits and bobs
together.
She
has her own podcast as well.
She does have her own fucking podcast,
There's no way I'm listening to any of them.
I've listened to a little bit so far.
Have you?
Yeah, it's... Oh,
she deeps.
The things that I do for this place. She does really deep a lot. But then again, we do... I don't want to say too much. We are going to...
Yeah, we're going to dedicate cover it
because there is like...
We were just talking about the top line ridiculousness that we're seeing at the minute.
I just wanted to mention it because everybody has been asking us to cover it. I'm like, it will come, but it's just not this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be next week.
Yeah.
So.
It's, yeah.
Come as a bitch. Should have known better. I can't believe that the words are, I should have never effed around. It's like actually a lyric in the chorus.
She said effed instead of fucked.
She said effed, yeah.
There was a fella, I saw a video today. I can't remember his name, but he was like being ridiculous at the start. He was like, I have a PhD in business. What? That kind of got me at the start. I was like, what? By the end, he was like, no, I don't really have a PhD in business. Obviously, I don't even think that's a thing. He says, but I just wanted you to listen to me. Well, he was just basically saying he was a Jojo Siwa stan. And he was like, from my perspective, I would have just liked her to say the word fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And if she was going to go and do this whole era that Miley did, because like I don't know anybody who associates Miley with Hannah Montana anymore.
No, but I'm still, again, I don't want to, I'm still caught up if she means Miley in her bangers era in her can't be tamed era. Because you have to remember, Miley was kind of teasing this like bad girl thing until she went full on bangers. Because I remember can't be tamed. There was so much fucking uproar about that.
That's what a lot of,
do you know,
the comments on his video said. They were like, she's mistaken bangers era. It's can't be tamed.
Tamed era, yeah.
That's
what
she said. That, well, that's what a lot of the comments were saying, and there was a lot of people agreeing with it and stuff like that. So maybe this is just the first phase. I don't know. I don't think she's doing a very good job. The fact that she's, I just don't think she's doing a very good job at all.
Okay. Subjectively. Fair.
Well, trying to get out of the...
Well, you're not her audience. Area.
I'm not, to be fair.
You know?
I'm about 50 years older than her.
Yeah.
She's probably like, fuck off, granny.
She's like, who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You could have had me as a child. You literally could have her.
I'm Bobby's sister.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Fully.
That's not what this episode is about, though.
No, this episode is about mad neighbours.
I think we've done this before.
We've done mad roommates, we've done mad flatmates, but I don't think we've ever done mad neighbours.
I think,
and if we have, I don't care because we have so many
it's
people.
Updated. It's been updated, yeah. It's one of these things.
So many of you were like, I'm ahead. I'm a march right in.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. Funny. So, we decided, something set me off. I think I saw some kind of stuff, some contento online of someone being like, going wild about their neighbours. I do love a bit of neighbour drama in the Facebook groups because you only ever get half the story.
Mm.
And then it's like, for some reason, in these groups, people are brilliant at like picking the layers and actually finding out what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, I saw in a group the other day, this girl was complaining, saying that she's living in council accommodation and her neighbours are arguing every single evening, like from 8 p.m. to like 3 a.m. And she's terrified and she hasn't been able to eat with the anxiety and all this other stuff. And she's called the council and the council hasn't done everything. Everyone was like, why the fuck are you call the guards?
Yeah.
They're like, why are you calling, like, and then...
Sorry, the context of this, are they arguing with each other or...
Yeah, with each other. But everyone was like, why are you so anxious you're not eating?
Yeah.
And then it all started to derail.
Oh.
Yeah. But again, they just, like, they know how to pick a scab.
Okay.
It was just a bit mad. Again, I didn't stay for the whole 3 hours. I was like, this is actually now boring me.
Yeah.
Because it was just getting intense.
Right.
But I do find it mad... Because I've seen a lot of, like, we have question box and we also have DMs, but I saw a lot of people in the question box being like, if you're on a housing list and you can refuse, I think, two houses, can you? You have to take the third. I think you can refuse up to
something about
two.
Three, yeah.
There's three, so I think you have to take the third, but you can refuse. You don't have to, if you're on a housing list, you don't actually have to take the first one that you get.
Yeah.
So you can do a bit of digging into, like, the area and figure out what the source is. But then I was also like, God, imagine then your third house is like the worst of them all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know it is. I don't know enough about it. I'm not going to comment on it because I know, especially, and like it's such a vulnerable place to be in when you're in that position, especially if you've nowhere to live. Like if you're in...
That's what I mean.
Like temporary... Like I know a lot of people have been on the list fucking 20 years. Yeah. So they could already be in a rental or they could be in a place where they're kind of comfortable. But if you're in it, like obviously temporary accommodation and they're fucking... You need this, like you really like it's a horrible position to be in. So I'm not going to comment on it. I know it's absolutely not our conversation to be having, but it's the fucking it's like that. It's the choice that you get.
Yeah,
it's like it's completely out of your control. Like it's horrible.
It is, yeah.
Do you know?
Like, how do you get around that?
I can't. I know.
And there's also nothing to stop. Like, there's nothing to stop that level of. You know, there's people that get really uptight about their neighbours and they're upset at their neighbours about fucking everything. I'm sure we'll go into it a little bit more when we start going through people's replies and I'll be like, I don't think that's a big deal. But then again, I don't live there.
Yeah.
But imagine you just bought a house. The house next door goes up for sale and these fucking cretins moving.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Oh, God.
What do you do?
I don't know. And you know what? It's funny. I always think about, like, if I was to sell up, I'd be like, oh... The poor neighbours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We have very different experiences though with neighbours because when we were going to Jason Derulo and we were walking out my garden because you picked me up and it was like, where are you going? You know, like speaking to the neighbours and all. It was like, isn't that great now the way that the neighbours and all? You were like, I couldn't. That wouldn't be me.
I could not. Like,
we just have such different experiences because of where we live. Like, you know what I mean? Like grew up with and live with. But now, like, it's just so funny.
I just, like, I don't know what it is. It's just a real...
You're just like, mind your business.
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You just so happen to live. Like, it's a bit different if it was like, I don't know. Communities are a little bit stranger than when we grow up.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's fairly obvious, like, these days a lot of gripes people have about moving to new builds and stuff like that with... housing issues and, you know, like, I don't think people know their neighbours as much as these days as they used to, if you get me.
Yeah, and I think that I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to have a community around you, yeah, but at the same time, you can't choose your neighbours and then there's just boundaries and there's so much.
I know. And I do get that side of it. Like, my mum's road, there's a few neighbours where I'm just like, oh.
Painful.
Get
away. And imagine you're trying to go into your house and it's just like, you have to fucking get... Do you know, it's like that kind of stuff where you're like, I'm literally just after parking up and now...
Here I am having to have a conversation with you. Yeah. I have sat in the car a few times, like just waiting on people.
Where you're just kind of like trying to, to clear off rather than trying to have the awkward conversation. But I don't know if that's just because as a generation, we are so much...
We're introverts.
I think we're just, a little small bit more socially awkward.
Yeah.
It's like nobody has time for small talk.
No, I'm quite happy with where I am now. Like it's, I think this is weird because it just regenerates all the time.
Yeah.
Like it was because everybody moved into it at the same time, around the same age, but like from town. Mm-hmm. So like this was like one of the four suburbs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Finglas, by the way. One of the four suburbs. So they were all kind of at the same stage of life. All the kids were the same age. So everybody grew up. And then it tended to be like, they all started, not to take the, like the, what am I trying to say? The humanity out of it. But they started dying off essentially. So you know what I mean? It kind of is regenerating with like the new age. Like both my next door neighbours were all the exact same age. We all have kids the exact same age. Like it's funny because.
It goes in stages like.
Yeah. And like when you look down the rest of the roads, there's only, I think like four of them are in the middle of being renovated for new families our age to be moved into. And then like there's only, you're talking less than six on our road specifically of older people. And then the same thing will inevitably happen. Like,
do you know what's mad?
What?
You know when we started recording this podcast, we recorded in my dad's house.
Yeah.
And you know the way the road is full of kids?
Yeah.
They're all teenagers now.
Fuck off.
Yeah, think about it. 5 years we've been doing this.
So they would have been like 9, 10.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
From 6 to 10, so now they're all tween or teens.
Have they shut the fuck up?
Well, they're like, when I see them out, it's just crazy because I'm like, whoa, you are so tall.
You're not playing basketball anymore.
Yeah, or they are playing basketball, but they're like, there's less of. Do you remember where it used to be like, oh my God, lads, the road used to be
looking
24/7.
Yeah.
Games. Mm-hmm. Great, like fab for them and so nice. And like it gave such a, like an energy as well because you're like, that's so cute. It's a nice, quiet cul-de-sac. Yeah. Off they go, you know? But now it's like they're older and they're like sitting on the curb. And I'm like, oh, you're cool.
Yeah, I know. They're all going to start causing ructions.
Yeah, they're all, I'm drinking. Like, when are you all going to have gaff parties? Yeah. It's like, when are you going to start causing water on the road? Water. Like I did when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of cute in that way. Or there's like babies.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's it. Did you ever have when you, so you lived in the same house all your childhood, didn't you?
Yeah.
For one, have you any mad neighbour stories? And two, when in your estate growing up, because I know mine did, have street parties.
No, so the street parties only are a recenter thing. But again, I wouldn't be, because you have to remember, I don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything really that goes on.
No, but as you were, when you were a kid?
No, when I was a kid, no. But now I know there is a few that go on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now I know because they're all, again, they're all kind of like the people that live on my road are all pretty much the same age. They're all late
40s.
Right. They all have kids pretty much the same age.
Yeah.
And this is their second house. Do you know what I mean? So it's all like, this is their forever home. This is where they're bringing up their children. Like it's all the same kind of people, apart from one or two anomalies of like older. Like people like Ray and stuff who have like older families that are like still live there. They haven't downsized or they haven't passed away.
Yeah.
Or there is a couple of like, as I said, baby. Like millennials who have bought them recently.
Yeah.
And are like starting their family in the houses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now we had, because it's going to be coming up now soon enough. I'm part of the Residents Association.
You were?
Fuck off, girl. I am, right? It's this little card that you get. Finglas East Residents Association. A minute. £15. But it gets us access to Santa at Christmas and a street party during the summer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like I think a street party is a good idea. But I think, again, it really just depends on like
where
what your neighbours are.
So
I feel great for all of them having a ball. But like, I don't think I'd be...
You wouldn't be into it.
I don't know. Maybe I would be. Maybe I wouldn't be. See, it just really depends.
It was funny because when I was growing up, like we moved out of Finglas and moved to Blanche and they had street parties in my estate when we were all kids and then that stopped.
Fizzles out, yeah.
Yeah, fizzled out. Now my friends on like me ma's road that still live there, they were organising something similar there like 2 years ago. You know, I was fucking pissed out of the heavens all day, but it was great to see them after organising something for it, get like
rejuvenating it.
And then we used to go on day trips to like Mosny and stuff. We all like bundled into a bus.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great. The estate had, it was on wheels. Like, do you know what I mean? We used to have proper days and then it fizzled out. But then last year was the first year that, because I was obviously in the Residents Association, I got notified about this thing. So around the corner, they do a street party, and it just, when I went around, like, there was barbecue, face painting, all the kids were in, like, this fucking mega football match. There was, like, sports day races, like, it was deadly. Fire brigade rock up, Garda rock up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, shit's about to go down, like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Starts hosing down all the kids with the hose and letting the kids into the Garda car, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. I was like, this is the stuff I remember.
This is community.
No, but this is, it's what I remember from being a kid, do you know what I mean? I was like, I'm fucking delighted it's still the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was lovely. And it was nice to see, like, all the people. And then they're the ones who put on the firework displays and, you know, all that sort of stuff when it's, you know, it's kind of good. Like, yeah. I'm loving where I am.
That's cute.
Yeah. And I am real, like, there you are now.
Yeah, you love, you love a bit of small talk. I cannot cope.
Yeah. I don't mind it now.
It freaks me out a little bit. But no, like, again, I think we spoke about this brief, like, no massively intense neighbour things from Ireland. I've talked about this in detail. The guards were called, sorry, the cops were called on us quite a bit when we were in California.
You were the bad neighbours.
We were the bad neighbours, yeah. But no, also...
Bunch of drips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of drips. Yeah.
Like we had this, it was, so the way that our apartment complex was, it was in like a gated kind of community kind of vibe.
Mm.
And it had like a pool and hot tubs and stuff like that in the lower levels. Didn't have a pot to piss and spent all our money on rent just to be safe because we got a bit of a scare at the start when we first went over.
Mm.
And yeah, so anyway, that all happened. We found this place and sorry, it was really difficult to find something that wouldn't be like a 2-year lease.
Yeah,
do you get
yeah.
me? It was really hard to find something that wasn't going to be like a really long term lease. So anyway, that kind of put the price up and put our options very low, very minimum to where we wanted to live. And so we ended up in this place, as I said, terrorized the neighbours, God bless them. At one point, there was like 17 people in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, not living there, but like partying there quite often. And our balcony, is all like faced out onto each other.
Oh, right.
Do you get me? Like in a circle.
Yeah.
So like and we were like first floor, I want to say. First or second floor. And I'll never forget one time we were having a party and all the neighbours came out into the balcony. We're just screaming.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, perfect. Turn the fucking music down. It's like, what?
Oh my God.
It was gas. It was very funny.
You were the cretin.
Yeah. I was at that age. Yeah, absolutely. Look, it was just kind of one of those, like, it was more residential, but it was very, like, we weren't the worst. I think the cops were called on us like 3 times.
Right.
Which isn't.
For America, it's not a lot.
No.
They called the cops for aunt over there.
Yeah. And only one time did I think they actually like came to the, well, sorry, only one time I saw them at the door.
Yeah.
You know, but I also think that the problem is...
Woo, strippers!
Yeah. I was like, whoa, come on in, bite. Yeah. But I think that at what point, you know, when you piss neighbours off once, it's like you put them on red alert.
Yeah.
And it's like anything that happens then from then on, it's like...
Oh, yeah. You have a short string there.
Do you get me? It's like, then it's like, I'm calling the cops again. And they cruise around, we're all watching a movie or something. Do you know what I mean? Somebody laughed too loud.
Yeah, you
get that. You're like, what?
Yeah, I know. For sake.
So there's different levels. So I've been like, but then again, as I said, I live here now, and there's a fucking Airbnb near us, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So
we had who was it? His entourage that was there not too long ago.
Oh, what's his name? Begins with a C. Some rapper. His whole entourage was in the fucking Airbnb. The black Mercedes, 6 of them outside. So irritating. They didn't shut the fuck up the whole time. And he was obviously playing a Thursday night because they were here Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was like, go home.
Was it not? I thought it began with a B.
Burner Boy. It was Burner Boy. Yeah, you're correct. Sorry, you're right. Yeah, I thought it began with a C.
Burner Boy.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know any of his music.
They didn't shut the fuck up. They didn't shut the fuck up, not once. And the way this place is laid out is really strange. So it's like...
It's like your place in America. All the balconies come out onto each other.
It is really odd the way that this is like laid out. So it, walls that are shared and roofs that are... It's really irritating because you can never really tell. Are the ones directly underneath us?
Or the ones beside you.
Or the ones beside us. Or some... Like it's... They were doing work... Really weird. They were doing work in the place beside us, but then I also saw them like in a place two doors down, And I could hear the, I was like, is there, I don't know how this, I don't know how this is fucking laid out.
Surely you can get the blueprints from the library.
Yeah.
Surely I can have a look around. Find out where the pipes go while you're at it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We asked you, though, for your mad neighbour stories, and y'all delivered.
Yeah, everyone was like, I've been waiting for this one. Heard of that?
Yeah, you have a few DMs there. Do you want to go into the DMs? Because there's not many in the box, so we're all too long for the box.
Yeah, everyone was like, because I was like, please DM me. Do not do six parts in a box. There is a DM, you can DM me. And I'm glad to see you guys are receiving that. I'm so fucking glad. My neighbour and her partner broke up. He was convinced she was cheating because she used to walk with some locals in the morning. And after they broke up, he punched an old man who was walking with her. I feel he was 60 or 70. He was so paranoid, he assumed that she was having him over because she had her blinds down one day. Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear.
There's a lot of, like, nosy neighbours as well.
There's a lot of mad shite going on, isn't there?
An awful lot of mad shite.
Yeah.
Somebody said this was in London. They were having threesomes up against their balcony doors. Nice.
Like, that's
a free sex show.
That's so much to look at.
It's so much to look at. How do you, three people?
And you couldn't, you know, when you're like, I can't believe this is happening.
You could
not
look away.
You could not look.
You're not looking away from that.
You're definitely looking.
Yeah.
And you're definitely, like, engaged.
Absolutely. Fucking
people watching at a,
the popcorn's popping in the background, like fucking here for the night.
You would be watching. I don't care.
Bring Adam, get a bottle of white on the way home.
But you would. You'd be like, get in here now. Yeah. Get in here now. Yeah, and you'd be like, but you wouldn't look away.
No, you wouldn't.
And you'd be checking. You'd be like, I'm still at it.
Yes. Yeah. Like ugly naked guy kind of.
Yeah, vibes. That's you. Yeah. You wouldn't be. It's too opportune, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll give you one. In the new estate that I'm in, there were rumours, I actually know where she lives, beautiful estate. So okay. I am delighted to hear that there's scandal.
Lovely. Wisteria Lane, is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you one. In the new estate that I'm in, there were rumours about some TikTok challenge with teens stealing cars. And everybody panicked a bit. Anyway, one evening, one neighbour, Kev, texted on the WhatsApp chat with everybody in it. I saw this guy in the neighbourhood walking his dog. He was dressed super lousy and I'm suspicious of him that he could be part of the burglaries. 5 minutes later, another neighbour responds saying it was him and he didn't know he had to dress himself to walk his dog.
I've heard of a few, like, the estate chat has to be it, like, I'd love to actually do a separate episode on the estate WhatsApp group.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a good, yeah. The estate WhatsApp, the stuff that must go on in the estate WhatsApp group.
My sister, every time I see her, she's like, wait, I'll tell you what happened.
I wish I was in this one, but then I also kind of, I'm glad that I'm not in this one because I'd be too involved. I'd be too up the walls. I'd be like.
Are you sure?
I know.
Because you can just mute it and then for your own entertainment.
True.
Head on in, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'll join. 5 minutes later, that neighbor responds. Oh, yeah, sorry. 2 weeks ago, then poor Kev said he saw some suspicious person running to a grey polo when he opened the front door and he asked people in the estate if they can see anything was taken or if they can find the car on their cameras. A neighbor came back to say it was his pizza delivery guy.
This fella's sitting on the fucking bay window.
She goes, poor Kevin's definitely into the Russian mafia.
Oh, absolutely. Paranoia.
Definitely.
Jesus. That's funny.
Oh, that is quite good. Because that's the other thing. That's what I don't. I think that's another reason why I'd hate to like join something. Because then if you know that there's a load of narky neighbours.
Yeah. I know. You would be a bit paranoid walking around. Like,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Be like.
But it's a great opportunity to take the piss a bit. Like, yeah. What's the story with the fridge downstairs in this place?
Oh, I know. Don't, the voice is still there. Don't,
what does that note don't, mean?
Don't ask me. It drives me up the wall. I know. It drives me up months. The fucking wall and around the bend.
Like,
I know. I'm like, oh, a note. Oh, that's perfect then. It's actually fine. It can stay there because there's a note. Thanks.
But it's about delivery or pickup or something like that.
I'm like, well, it's not fucking picked up. It's still rocking around. Poxy fridge in the lobby.
What the fuck?
Very odd.
Very odd.
I know. It's very irritating. I hate people. Hate them. Hate them.
My neighbor's sons set his bedroom alight. Okay. Well, hold on. Fucking hell, that escalated. Right.
Excuse me?
It's my neighbor's son set his bedroom alight and near burned the house down. Hours later, his sister was in the... Hold on. Why did... You should have DM'd us. There's no second part to that.
No.
Very bold. Sorry about that, lads.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
To be continued. If Jen finds it in the DMs. To be continued. Yeah. TBC.
Exactly. TBC.
I've lived in the countryside all my life and we joke that one side of the road is our sane side and the other side is batshit crazy. We had a crazy old man, now RIP, who smashed in another neighbour's door with an axe because he said they were spying on him. Those poor people then moved... and in rocks another fucking crazy bastard. The husband is out on the road every day cutting back the ditch in a suit and a high-vis vest.
What the fuck?
In a suit and a high-vis vest. Anyway. And the wife is obviously an alcoholic. No shame in that. But her Jeep is 50 shades of grey with new doors and panels, etc. from all the bangs and the knocks that she gives the Jeep driving home from the local pub. God. Another neighbour set fire to the field behind his house and claimed it was hit by lightning.
Listen. If one side of the
road... That's so clever.
Yeah. If one side of the road is sane and the other side is correct, there has to be something got to do with the alignment to the moon or something.
Yes, there must be something in the water and like the something... I'm not just saying in the water, but no. As in that side of the water. Or yeah. There's like something mad. Yeah. Like I was reading a book, a fantastic book, not too long ago, and it was like supposed to be about magic, and then they realised it wasn't magic. They were all just ingesting poison. So they all decided they had all gone crazy and thought that they had magic.
Fuck's sake.
We're like full on hallucinations. Listen,
how amazing would it be to have magic? Like Sabrina did teenage witch magic.
I know. Yeah, like easy. You know, not I'm reanimating corpses here, but like as in my toast is burnt, I'll unburn it.
Harmless magic. The way that she does the points and she's changed. She's like ready.
Full glass of Coke.
Yes.
That kind of magic. Actually, we should do an episode on what kind of magic.
Oh, yes. Put these on a fucking list.
Yeah, like what would be the thing?
Like I have a talking dog. Fuck off. Thanks very much. I'm never leaving the house again. Just me and Junior for life, buddy.
Burst tire. You know?
Oh.
Point. Bing. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Oh.
As someone who reads a lot of fantasy, this is really getting my goat. this is really getting me goat.
Like, me hall tree would have been up in seconds if I had the magic instead of fucking building it.
Yeah, true. So now, that's what I mean. Like, just little things. Like, I don't have to lift all this.
Oh, my dad put you know, a like hole pointing in the line finger, up. Yeah.
You know, like, me.
Yeah. Oh, like, just doing your gaff up.
Yeah.
Be great. Dint in the
like
car.
Like, paint. Thing. You have to still buy the materials because you have to make it fair. You know, otherwise...
Fair usage.
Fair, you know, you have to buy the materials, but like the labour, you know?
Okay. So when you...
Add and be out of a job, but like it's fine.
When you point... yeah. When you point at your glass...
Yeah. You know?
It's coming from a can in the fridge. Like it's
again, as somebody who reads a lot about magic, you can't just create stuff out of thin air. There has to be some balance in the world.
Yeah.
There isn't an unlimited well of magic, all I can tell you.
Right.
So, something to think about for sure.
Yeah, okay.
My neighbour, male, 36, I love this.
I love, it's very ready.
Male, 36, my neighbour.
Very am I the asshole.
Leaves his missus and kids every summer, the minute that we get a nice few days together, the Irish summer. He does think that he's in Ionapa, going around with the top off and all, fake Gucci shit from head to toe, gets a new mott and then he crawls back for winter. The state of the pox, I don't know how he does it.
This should have been a vice now.
A sniper wouldn't take him out, he's in bits. No mercy.
Just full on.
Help, what should I do?
Oof. Right, well.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. I live in a small apartment block, 25 apartments, that has a communal parking for everybody to share. My neighbour is in her late 70s, who, capitals, doesn't have a car, is causing havoc with everybody who parks in the spot outside her apartment. She has, sent letters to the management company stating that people are using her parking spot, which they have responded to explaining the communal parking to her again. She has accused myself, among other neighbours, of going into the apartment above her and making extreme noises to bother her. The apartment has been empty for 7 months because she drove the previous tenants away with similar behaviour. She has come banging and shouting on my door if I park in that said parking spot. I now don't engage with her in any way. She also comes out screaming at me and the passengers in my car when we were leaving one day, slammed the passenger car door when my mum tried to calm her down. As in, like... spread compost all over the front of my car last week. Oh, it's getting more deranged as we go on. And now has put up some sort of plastic covering onto her half of her window to stop people looking in. She's also accused others of breaking into her house and stealing her coats.
Just her coats.
Yeah.
No one else. Coats. No.
This is the tip of the iceberg, but writing it all actually brings to light that maybe she's not in the best mental state. But what should I do?
Tell you what you do. Violence. That ought to shut her up.
My neighbour in her late 70s, Jen.
She can give it. She can't take it.
Bitch! By the ear.
Stab.
Out to the green. Cage fight. Get it going.
Yeah. In the purple rinse corner. Oh.
Try and find someone else of a similar age and be like, any chance, have you ever had a run-in with her? Perfect. You're actually coming with me.
Elderly death match. Let's do
honestly.
It.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And if you do, could you record it for us, please? Maybe.
Let us know. What should she do? What should she do?
Yeah.
All right. Back to the box here. Landlord Mrs. broke into the gaff. So just imagine this. Landlord's Mrs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, landlord's deco.
Yeah.
His wife Rita.
Okay.
Breaks into deco? Your gaff. You're renting off deco. Okay. Right? This sure. is the situation. Because thought he was there with his side chick.
Right.
Rita thinks you are deco side chick.
Oh dear.
Imagine.
I'd be like, get out of here.
He's obviously being sus. I don't think it's coming from nowhere. There's no smoke without fire. But I
imagine seeing you watching a movie and you just see the fucking curtain go.
Yeah, Rita. She's coming.
Literally, and you just see the hand come in the window.
Rita, queen of speed. Nothing to call it.
She'll be like, I know you're in it. She's the opposite of a cheeky fucker. She's a cheeky fuckeress.
Cheeky fuckerita.
Cheeky fuckeress, Rita.
Cheeky fuckerita. Stop it. Didn't even mean to do that. Put a fucking full stop on that. I sound like Gemma.
Yeah.
Talking about it. Hey, old boy, shine the talent. Here's a hip knocker. Stop chewing. Anyway, right. Like, what that? I'll fucking leave it in. Right. One, I was six. I saw my neighbour kiss the babysitter. Ooh, I told my mum, but she didn't believe me. A few years later, he gets thrown out of his house and it turns out he'd been having an affair with the babysitter for years. Us kids all knew they'd been kissing, but we're too young to realise how wrong it was. My neighbour kicked my mother down. Oh, no, this is a different one.
I'm sorry. You were like, my neighbour kicked
she,
my
this
mother.
This is what we meant about the DMs because that got cut off there and, you know.
So yous witnessed the affair and the adults were like, you're all being pissed.
You're being little dopes.
In all fairness, if Bobby came up to you and was like, Mom, I'm after seeing, you know, you'd be like.
I think I will believe him though.
Oh, you're too good.
He's no.
Oh, you're one of those moms, no, huh? Okay,
oh,
right.
Oh, you're a gentle parent. Hack of you. State of you.
Cool. No. Did you breastfeed? Super.
Do you know, it's not. It's specific to Bobby, though. Because he's dead white and he misses nothing. And he wouldn't come out with apps. Like, you know.
Not a little liar.
You can tell when he's lying.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he always has the little smirk and he's always, it's always fucking something ridiculous. Like.
And you're like, really? You know, did that happen?
Yeah. Whereas Dreamy. If he, I'd like, I know. His by his persona, or sorry, his like whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he comes up to you, like his vibe.
You know, by his
know
vibe.
By it that he's telling the truth, like, and the amount of stuff that he's fucking dead white. You're like, oh man, look at that, you know, like something on the M50. And I'm like, bitch, where? Like, it, all the way, he misses nothing.
Okay,
you could do nothing around him. So there you go. But let me get into the next bit because people were like, sorry, fucking who kicked sorry, you down
shut
the stairs?
Shut up about Bobby, tell me
yeah.
this.
Yeah. My neighbour kicked my mother down the stairs outside the flats they live in. Still denies it.
How do you get away with that? No, it wasn't me. Well, who else booted me down the hall?
My neighbour kicked my mother down the stairs. You're saying mother. I doubt it's the Ballymun Towers, but it just sounds like a very Ballymun Towers thing to happen. No?
It does, yeah.
Doesn't it?
I'd love to know how many stairs. That's so dangerous. Actually, now like, that I say it out loud, I'm like, imagine that. And then be like, well, it wasn't me. Well, why would you, like, that's like that side of your brain. You know, the one that's always like, punch the child.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that, what's that called? You know, the thing where it's like, fuck your phone off a bridge, drive this car off, you know, into the fucking tree.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's your brain being like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So obviously it won out and it was like, kick her.
The devil and the angel. Kicked her.
The devil and the angel. It was Guilty Conscience by Dr. Dre and Eminem.
It really was, yeah.
No, Eminem won.
Intrusive thoughts. So you booted her and then just blocked it out because it was like, whoa, that was very bad. What are you talking about? Gaslit her.
No, I helped you. Yes. No, I picked you up off the ground.
Now, is it flats like, say your apartment outside, there's only like 7 steps in a thing and then there's like a ledge.
They're steep and they would hurt.
They're concrete.
Like. They would
this
hurt.
This is what
you.
I mean about the outside, because obviously there's apartment blocks now, they're inside. They're no less concrete, but I feel like the inside ones just don't seem as sinister.
Yeah, then if it was a soft carpet, you'd be like,
Then you're talking about the Ballymun Towers years ago, or then the Kevin Street flats. You know them towers that are outside, they're like winding staircases in these like circular. Imagine that. Yeah. Getting booted. Was it that she got booted down? Because that's an awful lot more than a little bit.
Never thought of
between
that.
Between floors. Do you know what I mean?
Never thought of that, Jen.
You know, you need to think about these things.
You do. Okay, neighbours, we rent an apartment and we have a shared garden and our next door neighbour decided to put their kid's trampoline right up against our bedroom window instead of outside their own window, as in almost touching our window, no joke. We left it for a few days thinking they'd eventually cop on, they'd move it, but no, we had to ask them. The trampoline blocked our view entirely and made the room dark. Then when the kids were jumping on it, we'd have to close the curtains because we felt like creeps if we looked out at them. I was also mortified to walk around my own bedroom in a towel after my shower. I have photographic evidence, but don't share the photo, obviously, and keeping me in on because there's nothing worse than neighbour hassle. Feeling triggered, reliving it all over again. Oh my God, that is such a block.
Sorry, what's the situation here? Is it apartments?
Yeah.
Oh God. And that's a communal garden.
So they rent an apartment, they have a shared garden, and the next door neighbour decided to put their kid's trampoline right up against their bedroom window instead of their own bedroom. Do you get me?
That's
so everybody's
strange.
Bedroom window, the way the same layout
ground
and every
floor,
yeah.
Like.
So everyone's bedroom is the same position.
Oh my God.
So instead of putting it outside their master bedroom, they fucked it over to the other side of the garden, which is their neighbour's, like the person that rode in. Imagine. Yeah. Perfect, actually. Anything else you want to pop up there?
It's just not strange to buy trampoline and put it in a communal garden though.
But they could have asked and he would have been like, yeah, sure. Like if your kids want a trampoline, I don't really give that much of a shite, not thinking like, but imagine being like, we'll just pop it over there, say nothing.
Yeah.
People are
very strange.
Mad.
Yeah, that's very mad. Strange to be fair. We bought our house, some are council schemes, brand new builds, and they're destroyed, dealing drugs and having the lowest scum in the street, so couldn't let my kids out to play. That's just the general. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's just a...
Yeah.
Letting you know.
There is an awful lot, like, of that, which is... Yeah. Especially if it's a brand new area and everybody's moving in at the same time, you've no control over.
That's what I mean. You're like, great, thanks a mil for that one.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks a mil, Ted.
I know.
Fucking sound.
And, like, that's not obviously pointing the finger at, like, who, what type of schemes or whatever is available in the area. I'm not pointing it at that, if you get me.
Boys and girls.
What?
Spotify has finally added audiobooks.
Oh, we saw that earlier, but do you not have to pay for them?
No.
What?
The ones, as in the free ones, they finally fucking added them.
Lovely.
And the ones that you have to pay for. But now...
There you go now. Just getting ready for a stomper if you didn't already. No? Before we go though, I have an unpopular opinion for you. Do you know Dua Lipa?
No. Who's that?
She's this singer, right? She. I said it.
What?
And she's she.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like shit.
No.
As in you messed up your own joke. Oh, you're just saying she's shit.
Yeah. No, sorry. Excuse me now. She's not shit. She's talented. She's stunning. She's She gives it her 10%, yeah. But
no,
she ain't got no raise. It's her style of music is not my bag, and I just can't stand it. Every time I hear a song coming on, I'm like, oh, another disco track, here we go. Lovely.
No, Pop Pantheon, actually, a podcast that I adore, made a very good point about Dua Lipa. They're like, there is nothing to her. She is just like, no matter what, there's no like element of, like, nice. She's really beautiful. She's like a supermodel who can sing. And yes. It's like, that's what you're looking at. You're not, like, you know the way people like Miley has such charisma and can like can really galvanize a crowd. Dua Lipa is like the absolute opposite, where it's like you love to look at it, but you're not like actively trying to like involve yourself in, you're not stanning her.
I'm
like
sure
Taylor Swift and looking
stands.
For Easter eggs. I think there's a lot of people love her music, but I doubt there's anyone being like, sorry, not I doubt there's anyone, there's definitely people, but there, it wouldn't be the same for someone who
level.
Is so unbelievably popular. It's almost like she's an industry plant. Like, she gives off that same energy because it's just so kind of like good looking, like, sorry, unbelievably good looking.
Yeah.
Good enough voice and songs written for her that is like just presented to her and she's like, cool, I'm in the booth. Let me just sing it out.
Yeah.
And then like couldn't dance, was put into fucking boot camp to be able to dance, now can kind of hold her own.
Yeah.
But even like if you think about that disco album that did so well. What's it called? Oh, it's going to wreck my head now. The pandemic album, I call it. The one with all of the fucking bops on it, like Levitate and all the rest. Like, where's the progression from that to like Houdini and Training Season? It just all sounds the same. You're just kind of like, okay, there's no real element of like, whether it's her
problem.
Her first album was very Brit and it was very kind of like, okay, cool. She's going to be like Becky Hill, or she's going to be like an Amarie, who you're kind of like have that like level of dance music, big voice, but like you feel like you could be mates with them. Like this Dua Lipa feels like on a different level now, and I think it's absolutely insane that she's like being cast as an actress. I'm like, how are you going to make this girl an actress when she can't even convey emotion through her music, which she's good at?
I know, that's the thing, she bores me, and it's like, why is there such hype about Dua Lipa? She, like, I'm so bored.
Jula Peep.
So bored.
Jula Peep. There you go.
You got a stomper.
I do indeed.
It's not Jula Leap, is it?
Imagine. No, I scramble.
Carla's stomper of the week.
I love the way we've been with this deck for 3 weeks and we're still so far into it.
I don't know what.
Like, where
see
is
when I press the button and that happens.
It's
too ready to sort shit out. This table is not up to par.
Sorry, I don't have money for another one.
Well, Ray built it, but I'll have to fix it.
Anyway, Khaled is back and I'm over.
Another one?
Another one, not him. That's DJ Khaled. This is Khaled the singer.
Okay, never heard.
Okay, you definitely know his songs, but he's back since American Teen, which was like 2017. He teased the song, and when I mean, I lost my fucking shit. If you were a Drake fan whatsoever, if you were like, if you loved... Also, like any of that kind of early era Drake, his first album, you'll be like, OMG. And because obviously he did a song called Fireworks with Alicia Keys, but this song is along the same lines. This is sampling Alicia Keys' Unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, again, not an Alicia Keys fan, but like Fireworks and Unthinkable are like just songs that are like incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he sampled this and he put out like a little teaser on TikTok and everybody lost their brains because it is just like smooth. It's just beautiful.
We're going to get banned if it...
So yeah, I am absolutely delighted that he's finally back and he has blessed us with some lovely, lovely songs and some lovely, lovely samples. And that's that on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not Scooter Maniac 2000 fucking DJ Cammy versus
just
DJ
like a
Rankin.
Pop, do you know what I mean? I like a pop kind of. Do you remember? Listen, Tayo Cruz.
Oh my God, Jen.
Are we having
this conversation?
No, not. Like, you know that fucking song that still gets played on...
Dynamite?
Like, yeah.
Or Break Your Heart.
Break Your Heart. That's the one that always gets played. Like a Star. Bobby was watching YouTube Shorts the other day and this came up as like... they're using it as a transition. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard that song in like 10 years.
It's a
real like looking out the window thinking you're the main character type of song.
See, I always... It reminds me of a B-side... Do you get me? It's like one of those things that it couldn't have been a single because it wouldn't have went anywhere, but it was like okay enough to have as like,
yeah,
like it would come on shuffle on your iPod and you'd be like, okay, fine, I won't like immediately reshuffle it.
Like a star?
Yeah.
I think it's, no, it does a good, like, it's the tick-a-doo, tick-a-doo, tick-a-doo.
Yeah, but it sounds like it was made in your bedroom.
Sing song?
Yeah.
But I really liked it now, I have to say.
Here you go now.
There we go. So look, we're gonna put a little blurb in here, give you a little teaser, give you a little dip. A little dip into the Patreon. So we're going to hear next is a little blurb from that. And then it can be an unnerving, but we're going to just go straight into the jingle for sure. Look, we'll talk to you next week. We hope you enjoy it.
I'm just after seeing some of the messages. The tea is piping hot for Patreon.
Oh yeah, because we're going to, because we've so much more than this, but we need to wrap this up. So we're going to continue the conversation over there. Link is always in the description, as always. You're going to hear a little snippet now. And Sherlock, we'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
My friend's Nana didn't get on with her neighbour. It went on so long no one knew what started it. One day she told Jehovah Witnesses that the neighbour was interested in converting, but she was shy and afraid. She'd be shunned. The woman was plagued weekly trying to get her to convert. Apparently they both had a few too many at a funeral years later and they hashed it out. My friend's Nana never told her that she set the JV against her though.
That is fucking iconic. That's actually slurry.
That's a slay. That's a really good way. Try and get the digger, man.
Yeah.
Do you know if you know a few JVs around the spots?
Yeah.
Maybe set them on that.
Like, he's, will you please? I've just been trying to get him on side like for ages and he just won't.
He's an angry man. Maybe he'll listen to you. A man of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking what that is. Definitely. That is deadly.
So good. Our mad neighbour has bad OCD, so we hear him close every internal door 14 times and then he slams his front six and then proceeds to check it by moving the handle up and down 14 times at 7 a.m. every morning. Our windows shake, no joke. Our walls aren't thick enough for this. But I think I will snap and I'm going to become the crazy lady on the road and end up just losing it. Oh dear. Oh no. Because like... That's horrific.
That is horrific because he literally thinks his whole world is going to blow up if he doesn't do that.
But that's what I mean. It's like, it's horrible because that's his mental illness. Oh, no. Like, and you can't do anything about it. So you're just literally like, I know why you're doing this, but it's fucking driving me demented.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Fucking hell. So you can't even say it.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It's like, what can you do? Just be like, sorry, could you stop having a mental illness? Like, you can't.
No, I know.
So you're just left being like, okay. I'm gonna go fucking acca.